Hello and welcome to Fight Like a Girl, a show where female fighters discuss their experiences in male-dominated combat sports. I'm your host, Emily Bisque. Hi, welcome to Fight Like a Girl. I'm your host, Emily Bisque. Today we'll be talking to Sarah Gauthier. She is one of the most inspirational fighters and female fighters in the DMV, and she's also the 2019 TBA Novus Flyweight Champion. Hi, welcome, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. I just want to ask you a few questions. So first off, how and why did you start Muay Thai?
So this is a really cool story for me. I attended a retreat from an organization where they provide education and different grounding skills as well as therapy for women who've been sexually abused when they were children. So incredible option. It's called the Unique Foundation, and you get to go for 4 days, fully paid. You just have to get there. And they literally take care of you. Housing, food, everything. And it's just really incredible. And one of the things that they used during that time was Muay Thai. It was kind of more therapeutic. It wasn't incredibly technical, but just kind of an opportunity for women to put on gloves and hit pads. And the second the glove hit the pads, I fell in love. Yeah. I just knew I had to do it forever. Like, I didn't know what it was, but I was in.
Yeah, I had the same experience when I first started. I started with my dad at Nova MMA, and as soon as I started hitting, I was like, I love this, and I want to keep doing this. So my second question is, what made you want to become a fighter?
So it's funny because, like I say, it was love. I really started because I loved the workout. It felt good, and I wanted to keep doing it. And, I mean, who doesn't want a really fun way to work out, especially compared to running or different things that I tried? So I just fell head over heels and started training a few times a week. That upped and upped and upped to multiple times a day, multiple classes, and started sparring, started going basically eventually unlimited, so 5-6 days a week. And it just kind of became the next test, the next opportunity to really show or test myself to see how good I was. Mm-hmm. Like, you can spar, you can hit pads, you can hit the bag, and that's great, but that is nothing compared to a fight. And so once I was moving and in, it just was like the next step. So that was my first push, is let me see what it's really like when someone's coming trying to kill me in the ring.
Yes. So when you first started fighting, was it like really nervous? Like, were you really nervous? Because I know I was extremely nervous for my first fight. And I just want to know your like emotions throughout like your first fight camp and all your fight camps that you've been through. I know sometimes it's really hard to find fights as a female. I've trained for several fights and just don't get matches. So I just want to know your like emotions throughout the process, especially your very first fight.
Totally. Yeah, my first fight, my favorite thing is I was a smoker, and I was sitting there waiting, and I saw my opponent like across the room, and I was just chilling with my friends, the coaches, kind of talking, and I froze. Like, I was smiling and chatting, so no one really noticed except for one of my friends, but I literally had to go to the bathroom and start talking to myself in the mirror and shadow boxing and reminding myself what my game plan was. Otherwise, I was so stiff. So that was the first time. And the first fight, I'd prepped a lot, specifically thinking about what I wanted to do to kind of help combat all of the normal pitfalls of a first fight, you know, gassing out as far as like not breathing, not moving. And so all of my goals were literally just, I want to keep breathing so I don't gas out. I want to keep moving and I want to know how to cut angles. Mm-hmm. And as long as I do that, I knew I would at least jab cross or do anything else. But if I could get those things down, then I wouldn't end up just dying.
Yeah, I remember I feel like my brain turned off and the things that I was like practicing the most during like my fight camp with my coaches on the pads was I just kept on like jab, cross, kick. I kept kicking. I could only hear like my coaches, like my brain turned off and all I could hear was my coach. And, it was very scary. And I remember I was also really scared to see my opponent because she had all these tattoos and she was like 20 years older than me. I was so intimidated, but I'm glad I did it. So,
First opponent was like ripped. And I love her. It's great because we've stayed really good friends, but it was really funny. She was super fit. And I was like, I'm definitely not showing muscles really right now, which is fine.
All right. So my next question is, why should we encourage more women to start martial arts or self-defense?
I think this ties in a lot to how I found my love for Muay Thai, honestly. I think it provides so many benefits. One, selfishly, please come join us. We need more women so we can continue to have fights.
Yes.
Like you said, there are lots and lots of fight camps. There, I think I can count at least like, I want to say almost 10 fight camps that I've done and never gotten an opponent. And I haven't been fighting that long.
Yeah.
So, but more holistically, Muay Thai is one of the most therapeutic things that I've ever done. It makes me better for my entire life, but especially, like, as a woman.
Mm-hmm. I feel
so,
like...
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I feel like as soon as I step on the mat or step into the ring, everything that happened, like, that day outside the mat just completely disappears, and all I can think about is my training, which I feel like is truly magical, especially, like, at a time that's really stressful or, like, you have, like, a lot going on. So I really do encourage, like, more women to start doing martial arts and self-defense.
Yeah.
So my
There's a mindfulness and then, like, the confidence that comes with it. And I think the other thing that I love especially is it encourages women to be aggressive. When else in life do we get to be aggressive?
Exactly, yes.
Like, yeah, so that's something that's big for me. I'm really loud. You've been in the gym with me. Mm-hmm. So I, like, yell and I, like, am very, very loud because, like, if I'm mad or if I've done a really, really hard pad round or something, like, I will just scream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a great release, and it's so important to have those spaces. Like, when was the last time you screamed? Just to scream. Not, like, even screaming at anyone. Just, like, letting go.
Yeah.
I think there are just, like, a lot of opportunities that'll help people.
Yeah, so my next question is, so what's next? Like, are you going to keep fighting, or what's next in your fighting career?
Yeah. So COVID obviously put a little pause on everything. Mm-hmm. I actually had a championship fight light up like 2 weeks before everything closed down weeks after.
I remember that.
So it was hard going from the best shape of my life, best everything. But it's been good. I've been able to do a bunch of different things. So I'm actually currently preparing to move to Thailand sometime this year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's in the works. And then also, additionally, I've been working to create a women's group. So this is specifically for women Muay Thai,
mm-hmm.
wanting to give us a place to connect. We're a minority, realistically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
If you see, like, more than 3 women in a gym, in any given MMA gym, it's shocking.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And that's been something that's just been so passionate for me.
Mm-hmm.
Finding the women in Muay Thai is incredible, and you're able to connect, and there are things you can talk about that men coaches or fighters don't understand. Oh, and yes. So we need each other to progress and get better. We need to be able to talk about, hey, how do you train on your period? Because even one other woman may not have the correct answer for you or something that resonates with your experience.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm actually currently created an Instagram group where we're connecting and starting to have conversations and wanting to showcase all women in Muay Thai, fighters and brand new women, and just connect. And then I'm trying to build a website as well sometime later in the year.
Wow. That's
just
really
provide
cool.
resources.
Yes, that is so cool. But unfortunately, that is all we have time for today on this episode of Fight Like a Girl. Thank you so much for joining and participating in the show. I really appreciate it. Well, that's it for Fight Like a Girl. See you next session. Bye,
everyone. Thank you.
All right, bye.